The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. And you are listening from lots of amazing places. So, right up front, welcome to Being Here. I'm Arielle.
I'm Shia.
And a shout out to our listeners in Spain and Indonesia and Australia and Kazakhstan.
Yes. And speaking of Spain, we just received in the mail from Sirio, which is a publisher, our newest book in Spanish. It's called Iluminación Práctica. So, practical enlightenment.
So, enlightenment, no effort required. That's the
perfect
show today.
That's the perfect show for today.
It really is.
Yeah, because there really is no effort required. In fact, what you do gets in the way of your discovering your enlightenment, what you know. It's interesting. Monday night, we had a young lady in Monday Night Alive in New York City who was so busy thinking about her life that she couldn't be in her experience moment to moment because she had all kinds of answers that she already knew that got in the way of her discovering what else is possible. And our approach is anthropological. It is not psychological. It's not based in fixing yourself or working on yourself or trying to get better. It's about discovering the magnificence and perfection of the current moment of your life. And most of us have been trained that something off in the future is going to save us, when, in fact, we waste our current moment of life worrying about what isn't happening. So today, we're going to talk about listening. Because listening will pull you into the current moment of your life. But I'm talking about a specific kind of listening. A listening not to judge and compare to what you already know, but a listening like in Zen, they used to call it beginner's mind, where you operate as though the information coming in is new, not something you know.
And in fact, it is new. Even if you've heard something multiple times, it's never exactly the same. You're in a new moment of now. Whoever's speaking, it is new. The words are not exact. The moment is certainly not exact. If you're really here, you will hear new things or hear things newly. I cannot tell you how many times someone who has attended seminars with us for many years will come up to us on a break or at the end of the evening and say, I just heard for the first time the second principle of instantaneous transformation, or I finally heard listening. It happened for the two of us on Monday night. We were discussing listening with the people who came to our seminar, and we encouraged a young woman, Yen, to come up and express listening and the importance of listening. And as she spoke about it, it was very different than anything I had ever heard before. It was unique. It was new. And by listening to it, as Shia said, it pulled me into the moment. And transformation, practical enlightenment, is a byproduct of being here.
Of listening. listening pulls you into the moment, and if you get in the moment, your life transforms. So enlightenment becomes an easily accessible state of being, but it requires your attentiveness to what's happening in your life in real time, rather than your thoughts about whether you agree or disagree with what's being said, whether or not you know or it's new information. If you treat it all as new information, your life will become a creation, something new, something happening now, not same old, same old.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised, neither of us would be surprised, if during the course of this show today, your mind wanders. It follows a tangential thought. We talk about something, and your mind creates a picture, and you go off and get lost in thoughts about that. The moment you notice you're off thinking, you're already back. Just direct your attention back to what you're doing, which in this case is listening to the radio show. And before you know it, you'll be here. Life will be an enlightening event.
Yes.
We have a caller.
Why not? We can talk about the principles with her because she'll probably show up there.
Why not? We have Rita from Switzerland. You with us?
Yes. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shreya.
Hi.
I like the topic of the show.
Yes.
And as you spoke about listening in the last few weeks, I feel that I met a lot of people who are complaining. And then I think I stop listening because I find it annoying or boring. And
Shia was right that you were going to tell us the perfect thing so we could discuss the three principles to instantaneous transformation. And as your life transforms, you experience enlightenment. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, the first principle is anything you disagree with or don't like or don't want or say no to is what you get following you around. It gets more intense. The more you complain about something, and so here, your complaining about their complaining keeps their complaining happening.
Okay.
So you're not just listening to their complaint, you're judging it and saying they shouldn't be complaining.
And the annoyance is what happens as you resist, it persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life and your experience of yourself. So now your experience is annoyed because you're pushing back against hearing what a person has to say, as if they could be different.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, second principle is this.
That in this moment, you are exactly as you are and cannot be any different than you are in the current moment. So if you can't be different in the current moment, Rita, can these people be different? Those people, can they not be complaining when they're complaining?
No, in this moment, I think they are complaining.
Yes, but that's all they can be doing in that moment because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is that your mind, your thought process, thinks it knows better and how people should be, and so it complains about their complaints.
When you resist them, you turn into what you're resisting. So you then are complaining about the complainers, and you therefore become one of them. It's just more like a trickier type of complaint where the mind somehow thinks you're doing it better.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And look, Rita, what kind of car do you have?
Sorry?
What kind of car do you have?
No car, I have a bicycle.
You have a bicycle. Okay, yeah. Well then, when you pedal the bicycle, there's the real wheel turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it always turns when you turn the pedal, when you pedal the bicycle, right?
Yeah.
Because a bicycle is a kind of machine.
Uh-huh.
And so are people.
Okay.
Their behavior is mechanical.
Uh-huh.
And they say the same things over and over.
Yeah.
Now, Rita, do you get angry with or irritated with your bicycle when you pedal and the rear wheel turns?
No way.
No. So why should you get irritated or angry when the mechanical nature of a person to complain is complaining?
Well, so okay, now you're doing the perfect thing.
Now you just moved into the third principle.
Yes, ma'am. Anything you see without judging completes itself in an instant, which just happened for you. But it also includes when you're actually listening to somebody complain, like we just did with you, because you were complaining about the complainers.
Yes, right.
You know, and then you get a sense of humor, you know.
And I love that you don't have a car. So I had to make your bicycle into a machine.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Look, second principle says life shows up the way it does. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you resist it, the way life is showing up, and we'll use your complaining friends as an example, if you resist them, they complain all the more. And then you're complaining about their complaints.
Yes.
But if you actually hear what they're saying, not to change them or fix them or, you know, manipulate them, but just to hear it, that'll complete itself.
Yeah.
This past week we saw a music video done by the talented Colleen Messina, who has a song called The House of Right. It's a concept that she got or developed through reading our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, and that you can either be right or you can be alive. And it's a really, really sweet video, and it shows her and her husband having a fight and her choosing whether to be right or be alive. And that when you're alive, you get to be happy and you have relationship and you feel in partnership and or you get to be right and unhappy. And when Shai said that the second principle is life shows up as it does in any given moment, and then you have a chance to take this moment and step into the right house or the alive house. And it really is a moment-to-moment choice. You can either say yes to it, whatever it is that's showing up.
And it can't be different than it is. So whatever's showing up is what's supposed to show up. Whether you like it or not, whether it meets your preferences or not, that's totally irrelevant.
Yes. Yeah.
So you either can be right or you can be alive. Right that it shouldn't be this way. Right that you shouldn't be this way. Or you find a way to say yes.
Yeah.
It's all very exciting.
Yeah. Just choose to say yes. Yeah?
When you do. And when you don't, you just notice that you're not. And you don't.
But you see, if you can have a neutral attitude towards it either way, if you notice that you're being right and don't make yourself wrong for that, well, then that'll complete itself. But if you beat on yourself for how you're being, you can't help but be the way you are in any given moment. But when you resist being that way, as though there's a better way to be than you are, then you get stuck with it. And when you notice it and allow yourself to be the way you're being, it completes itself. It's really that simple. too simple for the mind to hold.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, by the way, as a fun note, we are preparing some giveaways for people who sign up to be on our email list, some free items, and we'll also offer it to people who have already signed up so they don't miss out. And one of them is a question and answer from the Premium Excellence Club. And we chose a question that you asked a number of years ago because the question was so inspired and we really enjoyed interacting with you about it. So stay tuned. You're about to get
famous. Oh, I'm looking forward, yes.
And then we get to speak with you today, so it was really sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, we have another call.
Yeah, we do. Let's take her. We have a few minutes before we go to the break. So,
Catherine, in Germany.
Yes, hi, guys.
Hi. Where are you?
Hi. So, I'm great. Thank you. So good to hear your voices.
Great. Where are you calling in from in Germany?
I'm calling in from Emmen, near Hamburg.
Sweet.
Excellent. What can we do for you in the moments before our break?
We can get started
and we'll
see where it takes us.
Right.
Okay, cool. So I really love the topic, enlightenment, no effort required, and I know that it's true and that I had many enlightened moments since I knew you and work with you guys. And at the same time, around this topic or around the word enlightenment, I can feel that I get tight. And I wanted to take a look at it. I mean, like, I cannot say that I'm an enlightened person because people would think something.
Well,
yes, that's beautiful. I love it. You know, about 28 years ago, I had an experience where I fell into the current moment of my life and I realized the perfection of that moment. And I realized that in that moment, I was indeed enlightened. And I said to Ariel, I'm enlightened. I'm not working on myself anymore. I have arrived. And she said to me,
you can't say that. People will hate us. And he said, I don't care. It's my truth. But you know, it's really interesting. As I hear Shia say that now, I'm not ranging forward and back in time. I hear it as a statement in this moment. I am really clear, Catherine. You have perfectly enlightened moments. And as you keep going about your life, you'll have more of them. They string together like a string of pearls.
And the time between them will get less and less, if it does.
That's beautiful.
If you don't resist those moments when you feel like you're not enlightened,
and then it stretches.
Then they get more and more. But if you allow yourself to be the way you're being, we'll go to a break now.
And we'll talk more about it when we come back. Can you come back with us?
Yes, sure.
Awesome.
Excellent.
We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
This weekend, we are doing Transformational Time and Project Management in New York City. We look forward to all those of you who are attending. And don't forget, Practical Enlightenment, either the book or the audio, is required reading or listening. So looking forward to having everyone there.
And there's still time if you're thinking of registering.
If you're a procrastinator and want to do it last minute, we still have room for you.
And maybe you'll transform as a result of it and get things done the way you say you want to rather than the way you do.
Our next course in New York City is in June. It's the 10th through the 12th. It's the Art of Relating. And then we'll be hopping off to Cambridge, England, where we're doing the Art of Being Happy, the 1st through the 3rd of July. Now, if you're listening to this show in the archives and it's now years later, just go up on our schedule, transformationmadeeasy.com, and look and see what's
our current.
What
things are.
And come to what's current. Come join us. We'll have fun. We have fun.
Yes.
It's good. You still with us, Katrin?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent.
Okay, so we're talking about that you are afraid people will hate you if you're, say, you're enlightened. I have, then here's the game. Don't say it. They won't know.
You know, it's so funny.
They're too interested in how they're doing anyway.
On our first date, Shia and I flirted for a period of time, but on our first date,
You get sexy,
aren't we? Well, not really.
Oh.
But we did have sex. I'm just
that kind of gal.
And there was.
And I was that kind of guy.
And
we
then,
still are.
That's true. I'm an easy mark for Shia. But, and he's an easy mark for me, so it makes us happy. One of the things that Shia said to me was, you know, you're different than anybody I've been with. And he got this look on his face. He said, you know, you're the one for me in this lifetime. And I said, okay. And then overnight, and the next day I started thinking about it. I thought, oh my gosh, that's kind of like an airhead thing to say. How could you just say, okay? So I called him up and I said, look, you know, that thing you said last night, you can't say that to me. And about how I'm the one in this lifetime, I feel pressure. And he said, okay, I just won't say it anymore. So he didn't say it. He just lived it. He didn't have to talk about it. He just demonstrated it.
Mm.
The other thing, Katrin, is like, you can have a negative thought or do something that you consider less than, quote, enlightened, and then you can use that as proof
that you're not enlightened.
See there?
See, I said that. I can't be enlightened if I thought that. I had a hateful thought. How could I be enlightened? That proves I'm not enlightened. Another thing that will keep you from being enlightened is being at war with your parents and thinking they did it wrong. Another thing that will keep you from being enlightened, the story of your life, because you will bring that story with you into the current moment, and then it will corrupt the current moment, so there is no possibility of being enlightened.
And here's another one. I'll bet you have had this or some version of it. What right do I have to be enlightened? You know, who am I to say that? Who am I to be that?
Yes.
Well, why not you?
Yeah.
She got real quiet.
Yeah, you did. She did.
I was thinking,
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, it's good, though. You took a big gap, and I'm sure all the listeners went, well, why not me? And then their minds probably churned out about, 50 very quick reasons why not you.
You've got all the reasons in the world why you shouldn't be enlightened.
Mm.
But enlightenment isn't reasonable. It doesn't operate through reason. It operates in being. And being is not in thought. It's in essence. So when you are where you are, doing what you're doing, rather than complaining in your head that you have to, that's enlightened.
I love it. Yes.
You should, because it's worth loving. When you love your life, you're enlightened. This girl on Monday night was talking about that she has loving thoughts.
Beautiful thoughts.
Beautiful thoughts.
Lots of beautiful thoughts.
If you have beautiful thoughts, you also have ugly thoughts. And beauty and ugly are part of change. They're in the dichotomy of good, bad, right, wrong, pretty, ugly, better, worse. All of that is change. Transformation is this instantaneous event that happens when you step out of the story of your life and into the experience of your life.
And it is not.
We should go back and have that bit transcribed because it was really well said.
It was. It is also not an achievement. It's a lifestyle. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a way of approaching life.
It's not a getting somewhere. It's a being somewhere.
Yes.
I love that you called in, Katrin, because I'm saying we are saying all these wonderful things, and really it's quite accurate, and it's in your presence. It's out of your question. So I appreciate your calling in. And making us right, by the way.
Sorry? The other thing is clearly you're truly listening. When you listen, this, Rita, I'm assuming you're still listening to the show from your home. You know, when you really listen to people around you, they tend to get more and more brilliant.
And when you disregard what they're saying, they tend to get more and more stupid.
You boobify them.
That's right.
You turn them into big boobs.
Yes.
And big I'm not talking about breasts. I'm talking about the kind of, like, mindset of being boobalicious. I don't know. I'm just making a word up.
But it sounds boobalicious.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in today. Did you have any other questions or things you wanted to talk about? I didn't want to cut you off here.
No, thank you. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome. We have another caller, so we'll take her, shall we? Andrea from Virginia. You're in Virginia today.
Oh, I'm in Pennsylvania.
You're in Pennsylvania.
Sorry, I must not have spoken clearly.
At least on the Eastern Seaboard, we're like,
it ends in an A.
Yes, that's true.
In a nya.
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling in. What can we do for you today, my dear?
Let's see. I guess what I wanted to share was how transformation has really helped, is that the right word? Just really contributed to my lifestyle and making it a lot easier. I used to pursue different types of spiritual cultivation, I guess you would call it, and it always felt hard or like I wouldn't ever achieve enlightenment. And I'm not saying that I achieve enlightenment now. I guess it's not something that you really achieve, but I really appreciate the approach that you share with transformation, because it makes a huge difference in my life.
And I think, in what way?
Well, for one thing, I don't have to feel pressure in the morning to wake up and meditate for 10 minutes, 45 minutes or so. I can get up and just doing my daily routine of getting ready for the day, such as, you know, eating breakfast and getting dressed, feels like a meditation. Or,
you know, I love that you say that. I really do. I was talking to Shia about this. On Sunday, I went shopping to buy food for the week. And I was amazed by going into the produce section, just how much produce we have. That we had been on vacation in a place where the people had access to very little in the way of foodstuffs.
And so very little in the way of fresh vegetables.
It's like to have more than one type of lettuce or to have something other than carrots. It was just really amazing. And I walked in, and so I was actually touching things and smelling things, and I found myself, I picked up a head of organic red cabbage, and I was holding it rather reverently. It was really exquisite, the color, the shape, the size. And I saw people all around me picking up stuff and tossing it in their cart, but in a very disrespectful way. Like, and I thought, wow, you know, this is how they treat themselves. This is how, what they're going to put into their bodies. This is them clearly trying to get this over with so they can get on to the more important or more pleasurable things. But those things won't be pleasurable either, because how they're being will translate into the next activity, whether it's making love or being with their kids or being with a husband, wife, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend. There was a quality of disrespect for themselves in how they touched items.
Yeah.
That's yeah, true. So
yeah.
I loved also that you said your making breakfast was a meditation, because it is, if you're there for it. But you see, most of us, Andrea, meditate to get better. Meditate to quiet our minds. Meditate to reach a higher state of being.
That's all change. It's going somewhere. It's directed. It's linear. And it presupposes that where you are right now is not good enough.
Right. So you're making the current moment of your life wrong as if it's wrong. But you see, the current moment can only be what it is. It cannot be what you think it ought to be.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's the other thing, too. I love to cook, and I love using vegetables and some animal products. But there's like an aliveness that I do sense in food when you're preparing it. I do acupuncture for a living, and they talk about the chi of your food. And I feel that when I'm cooking, you can kind of get a sense of it. And I think a lot of people do miss out on that when they go to prepare their meals.
Our cautionary note. Don't make them wrong for how they're being. Because when you compare how you're doing something to how other people do it, you fall out of enlightenment. Because enlightenment doesn't have a preference for how you or anybody else should be. Your preferences are mind-based, and they're ideas that you have about what enlightenment is, and it is not that.
Now, mind you, I kind of led you that way in my
intro.
Recollection of that story was an invitation
to go there,
to go and compare. So I'm not surprised, but I really, truly, it was just such a surprising thing to see people because I didn't have an expectation of it. It was jolting.
See, here's the problem, Andrea. Most people believe what they believe to be true is the truth. So if you're a vegan, for instance, then people who eat animal products or use animal products are doing their life wrong.
And if you are a paleo person, people who are vegans are doing their life right.
That's right. So there, if you label yourself anything, see, if what works for you is eating vegetable products and that really works for you, great, do that. But some people do it to their own detriment because some people's bodies do need animal protein. And they don't get it from vegetables. But they can be right about eating the right way at the cost of their own health and their internal well-being. Because if you're making other people wrong for the way they're doing their lives, you're the one that suffers.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I even understand that from... the way I practice medicine. There are times when people come in, some of my patients will come in and kind of tell me a story about what had happened to them, and I think I poo-poo it sometimes.
Rather than hear it from their perspective.
Right, as opposed to hearing it from their perspective and really taking it in and just letting it be that, like letting it be heard.
And it won't hurt you to do that either. See, it will not hurt you to hear another person's point of view or perspective, even if they're inaccurate in their assessment of what's causing their problems.
Yeah.
But if you truly hear it, Andrea, they may lose their problems because it was gotten by somebody. It was heard by somebody. Somebody didn't resist hearing it.
A person's reality, including their story, if that's what they're holding on to, at that moment is their possible springboard into this moment if you hear it.
And with that, we're going to a break.
Can you come back after the break?
Yes, thanks.
Perfect. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss...
Being Here. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes. By the way, for those of you who are Spanish speakers in addition to English, or you probably wouldn't be listening to the show, you can get the Spanish version of Practical Enlightenment, which is Iluminación Práctica, on Sirio's website, S-I-R-I-O, currently, and it should be available soon on Amazon. It is not just yet, but it will be. And also the German version of Practical Enlightenment is actually available now for the print version. The Kindle book should be up by the end of the week. You should be able to order both or either. That's coming soon. And, of course, for you English speakers on Amazon, you can get our book or you can get the audio version.
With Ariel reading it to you.
Yeah, I read it to Shia, and now I can read it to you. So you can find out more on transformationmadeeasy.com. By the way, Costa Rica 2017 is almost full. We have either between 5 and 7
spaces.
I'd have to double-check, left out of 180. So it is really, really close to full, so if you'd like to come, again, transformationmadeeasy.com. You back with us?
I am.
Great. It occurs to us that whenever you're busy proving a point of view, whatever that point of view may be, you lose your experience of enlightenment. And enlightenment is an experience.
That's so true. It's so true. Yeah.
So, like, if you're proving your way of eating is better, or your way of shopping is better,
or your way of child rearing is better than your parents did it.
And I really find it here now in the United States, we're gearing up more in this political season where we're preparing to choose the next president of the United States going forward for the next 4 years. And there are very, very specific different viewpoints about who would be the better commander-in-chief. And I find I can have my opinion or I can be right about my opinion. When I'm being right about my opinion being the best one, I'm disturbed.
Right.
So I don't have to let go, ditch my values or my opinions. But if I'm being right in opposition to somebody else's
point of view,
I lose myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Cool.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I know you're coming this weekend. We're looking forward to see you in the
so excited.
Transformational Time and Project Management. It's going to be good.
Yep. Thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing both of you and everyone this weekend.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
We have another caller.
She sounds suspiciously the same name, but Andrea from Switzerland.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Good to be with you on the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so inspired. I just listened to the whole show, and I'm so inspired by all the conversations you guys just had.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I had a question, and it goes into the same direction as Rita was asking her question about. I'm a singing teacher, and a lot of my students, they talk about personal things and share things with me, and sometimes I have this urge to somehow help them, and it always gets me in trouble, and I feel like it most always ends up in a fight somehow.
So let me slow things down and talk to you about that for a moment.
Yes.
Okay. See, I have a very strange viewpoint about life, and Ariel shares it with me. And that is that people are God in their own universe.
And that they're doing absolutely what they want to do at all times.
That's right. Even though they may ask you to help them out of a situation, they created that situation themselves.
Ah, okay. Yes.
See, and you fall into the trap that they set for you, because how it works is like this. Kids get their parents to disagree with them so they can identify themselves. It gives them an identity in opposition to the authority figure. Now, you're a music teacher, a singing teacher, and so you are the authority figure.
Hence, mom, sometimes dad.
I get it, yes.
And even though you may actually even be younger than some of your students, it doesn't matter. The mind casts someone in a position of authority and then relates through old mechanical ways of relating to life.
Also, it's not a first thing about me. It's more about the authority figure. Is that...
Yeah. It's what you represent, less about you, more what you represent.
That makes sense. Yes, I love that, because it's always the same people, and it seems like nothing's getting resolved there.
Well, so, it can't get resolved, because they don't want to resolve it. They say they want to resolve it, but they don't want to resolve it. People have this idea that if they didn't have problems, that life wouldn't work. That you somehow need to have problems. So you become a threat if you try to take away their problems.
Oh, yes. That makes sense, too. Well, yes.
And haven't we said many, many times in your presence that we will not try to fix or change you?
You did.
That doesn't mean that from time to time we don't want to, because people put requests, but it's a little bit like fish. You know, if you put bait out for fish that has a hook in it and you hook them, they're like, oh, like you're being hooked by your students. The difference between you and a fish is you keep biting the same bait. And they look at it and they say, oh, I didn't like that last time. I'm not biting that again.
Yes, I can see that.
See, you get enrolled in that they don't like their, quote, problem. And they don't want it. But the truth of the matter is, if a person has problems, they've engineered their life to produce those problems for whatever reason. And a lot of the reasons are to prove that their parents did it wrong, didn't raise them right, weren't there enough, were there too much. That's the only type of parents that screw kids up. Either your parents were there all the time and they smothered you, or they weren't there enough.
So they didn't give you enough direction or attention.
Right.
Oh, that's perfect. That makes so much sense, and I feel like that gives me a whole new picture on that and a whole new take on that.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
You know, you don't have to fall into the trap that they set for everybody. See, don't personalize it. It isn't just you because you're their voice teacher.
You know, I'm remembering something that happened at Monday Night Alive this week. Dorothy, who's a friend of ours and a client and all that good stuff, she came on Monday and she was talking about, she is a supervisor in the parks department in New York City. And in the parks that she managed, there's a feral cat, which means a cat that is wild, and that's not a problem. But the cat has had kittens. So they are now going to trap the cat and spay her so she won't have more kittens. And also take the kittens at a reasonable time frame so that they're still young enough to be domesticated and they can have good homes as opposed to now have half a dozen wild cats running around the park. And she realized that she didn't have to do it all herself. She could actually call departments who
specialize
in those things. And she said, I used to think I have to be a star. Now I realize I simply have to be a supervisor instead of a superstar. And I think sometimes you feel this pressure to be a superstar, to save them, help them, fix them, do for them. But
if
we go back to what Shia said earlier in the show when he was speaking, I believe it was with Catherine, if a person has incompletions with their parents, you cannot help them. They will replay those over and over because they're busy proving that their parents did them wrong. And then your job, if anything, is to notice it without resisting it or trying to fix and change it. That is their best chance to have what's possible. Because, you know, I know this for me. If I did things for my folks to get attention or get mileage and it didn't bother them, what was the point?
Yeah, you stop doing it. But if you get reinforcement, you know, if you get positive feedback when you're being bratty, then that's what you do to get attention.
Yeah, that's what I did too, yes. Yeah,
you know,
wow.
One other aspect to it, which is really funny in regards to Rita, because it was part of her question and our answer. Sometimes having these unresolvable problems save a person from something they're confronted with. So they'd rather talk to you about their, quote, problems than confront singing, than confront creating, confront doing something they don't know how to do well yet.
Wow. Yeah, that's, wow, yes, yes. Because, you know, sometimes when you say that now, that makes totally sense. Because for me, it's such a normal thing that I'm in my studio with my students. But it's true. Even for me, when I go and have a singing lesson, it's a confronting thing. Because
yes.
I'm singing in front of somebody. I learn something new. I go into the unknown. Yeah, that's cool.
And your potential for self-judgment is right on the line. So whether it's singing or dating or cleaning your office or whatever it is that a person has a gap between them and stepping into, that's the time when a person's story comes up. And then you can either interact with the story or recognize they're simply not fully engaged with the thing that they say they want to do, which in your case is singing.
Wow, thank you so much. That's really cool.
You know, and
thank you.
It can be like, oh, you hear what they have to say? This is a challenge. It's like, you've come to the right place. Let's get singing. All that'll fade away.
Right.
Yes, that's great.
You don't have to step into their trap.
You can represent a possibility for them to step out of their trap.
That's right.
No effort required.
Exactly.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, one other thing. You said how inspired you were at the beginning when you started our conversation. Mm-hmm. The ability to be inspired by your environment
is enlightenment.
Wow.
No effort required. All it takes is being here and your world comes to life.
Then you can be inspired even by a head of red cabbage. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, hey, and people share the show.
Yeah, listening. Are you inspired? Share it on Facebook. Share it on social media. Share it with your friends.
Let people know that there's a possibility that what's happened in their life doesn't have to determine their life going forward, that you could actually step into your life newly in this moment and step into a brilliant life, no matter what your current circumstances are.
We'll be back next week, and next week's show is Just Conversating here. We'll be back next week. Come on back with us.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.